in days of yore, the great godfather would ramble round creation. He'd drink a pint and slay a giant and save the Nordic nation, or kill a worm to watch a squirm and vainly try to sing, or lock up Loki in the pokey and on the noggin bang him. Once he did boil through Throodwang Hall, that on a trip he'd wander in a disguise from prying eyes in Midgard way out yonder. So all his slaves, whose skulls and knaves picked up his goods and gear, and off he strode on Bifrost Road, a perfect Aryan hero. In Midgard land he joined a band of hardy Viking ruffians, and off they sailed and rode and bailed among the orcs and puffians. Whene'er they'd reach a foreign beach, they stopped to raid and plunder. Each Nordic brood got so much loot, their known ship ne'er went under. But as they rolled in coins of gold, they had one joy forsaken, for only trade thought party made, no women could be taken. Each rep and queen fled from the scene when Viking sails were sighted, and Thor felt need for certain deeds that had gone unrequited. Thor's brows were black as they went back to Oslo's hawky haven, and to his crew he said, "Beshrew me for a Frankish craven. If I don't wench some tavern wench, or else may Frigga damn her," replied one voice, "you've got first choice, you've got the biggest hammer." Into and in that crew of sin disembarked upon their landing, each tavern maid was sore afraid of pirates of such standing. But golden coins warmed up their loins, and the air he'll soon run free. A Thor's motley crew poured down the brew and made an all-night spree. Thor's glances straight unto her maid, with hair as gold as grain, a list of shy her downcast eye, and not a trace of brain. He swept her charms into his arms, and to an upstairs bower, and did not cease nor give her ease for 6 days and an hour. When he rose up and drained a cup, she looked like one that sneered, as her limbs were weak, she could not speak, and only gasped for her breath. "You ought to know before I go, I'm Thor, he baited you. You're Thor," said she, "consider me, I'm Thorer than you."